100.3 HD, heading home on the drive at 5 with Dormar, and I got a special treat for the ears and your drive home, music in conversation with my good buddy, Mr. Drew Baldridge. Now, maybe you were lucky enough like I was to meet him, listen to him, and see him perform at the Hartford Fair in 2014. It's been a crazy ride. Drew, can you believe it?
Man, it's so crazy, Wally. You know, back then I was just kind of starting my career, you know, just started, had my first record deal, trying to make things happen, trying to figure it out. And, you know, that was probably 7-8 years ago. And in that time span, you know, I lost my record deal. I lost my manager. I lost my booking agent. Wasn't for sure how I was going to keep doing music. I went around the country and played a bunch of people's backyards. We played over 300 people's backyards over the course of COVID. And then last year, I just started my own record label and sent this song, She's Somebody's Daughter, to radio all by myself. And here we are with the top 10, man. It's freaking crazy.
The song is pretty special to you, too.
Well, it's the song that my wife and her dad danced to at our wedding. I didn't sing it because I didn't think I could get through it. So I made the actual wedding version that's out. She's Somebody's Daughter, the wedding version. I made that version so my wife could dance to it with her dad. And that's actually what they danced to. And then the next week, we were on our honeymoon and I posted it on TikTok. And in one day's time, it ended up reaching around 10 million people. And my life was just forever changed from that moment.
You're like the little engine that can.
I like that. I like that.
Because, you know, it's grassroots. When it comes to big dreams, you got to just step out. And you can't give up on the dream. And you have proved it here. And that is something special.
Well, thank you for saying that. And it was kind of one of those things of, like, give up or figure it out. And, you know, just starting my own label and send this song to country radio. Where we're at now has rarely been done before. And I had somebody tell me the other day, it's like, man, you realize if you go number one, you'd be the first artist in the history of country music to independently get their first number one. Never happened. And I was like, man, I didn't know that. And to be honest, when I started this, I was just hoping to get top 40 was my plan, just to get more people to hear it. And, you know, now here we are with, you know, I think this week, number 8, number 7, something like that on the chart. And we might be able to pull off this number one, and it would just be crazy, something for history for country music if it happened.
You know, around the radio station, people, they make fun of me. They call me the Drew Baldridge Stalker. Because, you know, I have been texting, and we've been staying in touch for so many years now because we've been a big supporter of your music in the past and the present as well.
You have. You know, and you've been there when a lot of people weren't there. You know, you were still texting me and still playing my music, and I'm just, you know, really, really grateful. And so, man, I just want to say thank you to you guys for playing my music, for supporting me, and you guys are one of the real big reasons why people in Ohio know our music and come out to our shows. And so, you know, hopefully we get to come up to Ohio more this next year and play some more music, or maybe in the fall, and I hope that people come out and sing along with She's Somebody's Daughter.
You know, we should throw our very own Baldridge bonfire somewhere here in Ohio.
Let's go. You let me know. You let me know when.
Here's Drew Baldridge, She's Somebody's Daughter, on T100.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. Girl, even if she's grown up and moved away, she's somebody. daddy's daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Hey y'all, this is Drew Baldridge, and you're in Wally World on the Drive at 5 on T100.
See that girl up on the bar, and here she's an all-night local dance star, stealing drinks and stealing hearts. Think she don't know what she wants. Got her hand on the jukebox, searching for another feel-good rock song. Loaded cop and smoking hot. Think you got a shot. I say you don't, 'cause she's taking, she's mine. She's taking me on tonight. Got me wrapped up nice and tight. Like a shirt on her hip, dirty, shaking it. That girl's a love worth making. She's taking. She's just a little left of center. Perfect picture of perfectly different. I swear God did me a favor when he made my girl. Yeah. She's got her little way of throwing in spices. Twisting things crazy, it's so amazing. Found a rare, natural, beautiful pearl, and she's taking, she's mine. She's taking me on tonight. Got me wrapped up nice and tight, like a shirt on her hip, dirty, shaking it. That girl's a love worth making. She's taking.
Driving home with the music and conversation of Drew Baldridge. That she's taken. Drew, another favorite of mine is Middle of Nowhere Kids.
Yeah, man. That's a song pretty much just about how I grew up. You know, I grew up in a town of 500 people, graduated high school with 22 kids before moving to Nashville, and grew up on a farm there. So it really is the middle of nowhere. That's what I grew up in. So the song's kind of a tip the hat to everybody else that grew up in the middle of nowhere, just like I do.
You know, you're an Illinois boy, as my dad would say.
I am, yes.
I'm a Minnesota kid, so I got you topped. I graduated with 36 people in a town of 1,000.
Oh, nice. You know all about the small town stuff.
Yep, and I can't back up anything, Drew. I was a farm boy, I was the creative one that wouldn't be quiet.
I love it.
Here's Drew Baldridge, Middle of Nowhere Kids. On the Drive at 5.
This is for the counting down the days. Couldn't wait to graduate. Spray can painted Chevrolet. An FFA patch on your jacket. This is for the summer stacking hay. and shotgun and your first taste of ice cold beer and girls to chase around that nothing but a map dot. This is for the middle of nowhere kids thinking that there's gotta be more than this. Cussing the dust and the wind and the red on your skin and that one stop light. All you raised on a John Deere plowboys, a song. First kiss town, that home team crowd miss running around your stomping ground since you've been gone. This is for the middle of nowhere kids thinking that there's gotta be more than this. Cussing the dust and the wind and the red on your skin and that one stop light. All you raised on a John Deere plowboys, a song.
HD, your hometown country station on the Drive at 5 with Drew Baldridge on the line. Let's talk about the big song, Senior Year, right before COVID and what it meant.
Now, I just meant live it up, kids. It's going to go by fast. Well, 2020, a lot of kids in senior year did this senior year. So, you know, we did a special tour over COVID where I did Zoom concerts for the class of 2020. We were doing like 7 or 8 Zoom concerts a day from the living room couch. And that quickly turned into me going and playing graduation, and I would go and meet the teachers and the principals, and I'd play for these kids and drive through graduations. And, you know, now I think it's a song that anytime somebody's driving into their last day of school or driving into their first day of school, they're jamming this song because it makes them think of it.
So let's hear it on the Drive at 5 Senior Year. Drew Baldridge on T100.
I remember that first day, feeling like a king, sitting out in my truck, freshmen wishing they were me. Old Chesney singing about them, boys of fall, yeah, this is our year, we were gonna win it all. It was skipping class, it was wasting gas, always paying cash from mowing grass that hot last summer. We were living fast on top of the trying to find a guy old enough to buy a little cheap wine for you, girl. Game days, we were jerseys in the hall. Yeah, barely 18, but a bunch of know-it-all. Whoa, blink an eye and then you're there. Whoa, on a gym floor in folding chairs. Yeah, yeah, senior year. I remember that first day, feeling like a king, sitting out in my truck, freshman wishing they were me.
Keep it 100.3 HD on the Drive at 5. That is senior year from Drew Baldridge, our special guest, driving home into the weekend. You heard him, too, talking about the Baldridge Bonfire. I'll keep the pressure on. Wouldn't that be fun? Drew Baldridge. We'll find out where somebody, she's somebody's daughter, ends up on the American Country Countdown Sunday morning, Kix Brooks, 5 till 9. Right here on T100, brought to you by Boyer Insurance. Time Saver Traffic brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating.